This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackburn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The difference between mediation and arbitration explained. Two paths to conflict, only one lets both sides keep their voice. In short, mediation and arbitration are both structured ways to resolve a dispute without going to court. But they operate on opposite principles. Mediation gives the parties control, a skilled neutral helps them find their own resolution. Arbitration transfers control, a neutral decision maker hears the case and delivers a ruling. Choosing between them depends on whether you need a relationship preserved or a decision made. Definition: mediation and arbitration are two distinct dispute resolution processes. Mediation uses a neutral facilitator to help parties reach a voluntary agreement, preserving their autonomy. Arbitration uses a neutral decision maker who hears both sides and issues a binding ruling. One supports dialogue, the other substitutes for a judge. When the wrong choice makes things worse. A manager I knew spent 3 months trying to resolve a dispute between two senior colleagues. He pushed them straight into arbitration because he thought it would be faster. It was. He got a decision in 6 weeks. He also lost one of the colleagues to resignation 4 months later, because the process left her feeling railroaded and hurt and resentful. The working relationship had been salvageable. The arbitration made sure it was not. Confusion about mediation and arbitration is genuinely costly, not just in legal fees or time, but in the human wreckage that follows when you apply the wrong tool to the wrong situation. These two processes look similar from a distance. Both involve a neutral third party. Both aim at resolution. Both sit outside the courtroom. But up close, they work on entirely different principles, and using one when you need the other can turn a repairable conflict into a permanent fracture. What mediation actually involves? Mediation is a facilitated conversation. A trained neutral, the mediator, sits between the parties and helps them talk to each other in a way they have not been able to manage on their own. The mediator does not decide anything. The mediator has no authority to impose a settlement. What the mediator has is skill, the ability to slow the conversation down, surface what each side actually needs, and help both parties find ground they can stand on together. The process is voluntary. Either party can walk away at any point. Agreements reached in mediation only hold because both parties choose to accept them. Though one signed, those agreements carry contractual weight. This voluntary nature is not a weakness. It is the source of mediation's greatest strength. When people choose their own resolution, they are far more likely to honour it. Good mediation requires real skill from the person in the middle. A mediator must hold both parties' trust simultaneously, which is a difficult balance to maintain. They must manage strong emotion without being swept up in it. They must ask questions that open doors rather than close them, and know when to meet with each party separately in what is called a caucus, to allow things to be said that cannot yet be said in the room together. If you want to understand the specific techniques that make these conversations work, the approach I describe in How to Resolve Interpersonal Tension to Empathy applies directly to the mediator's craft. What arbitration actually involves? Arbitration is a formal hearing. Both parties present their case to an arbitrator, or sometimes a panel of arbitrators, who acts as a private judge. Evidence is submitted. Arguments are made. The arbitrator listens to both sides and then delivers a decision. That decision is binding. In most arbitration agreements and many legal contexts, both parties are committed to accepting the arbitrator's ruling before the process even begins. There is limited right of appeal. This is not a process designed for exploration or dialogue. It is designed for finality. Arbitration is significantly more formal than mediation. There are procedural rules. There are timelines for evidence submission. The arbitrator controls the process rather than facilitating it. The parties speak to the arbitrator, not primarily to each other. The relationship between the disputing parties is largely irrelevant to the outcome. What matters is the strength of each side's case. Mediation and arbitration side by side. Dimension: mediation, arbitration. Who decides the outcome? The parties themselves, the arbitrator. Is the outcome binding only if both parties agree and sign yes, typically binding by agreement or law? Role of the neutral facilitator, not judge decision maker. Formality level: low to moderate, moderate to high. Preservation of relationship central concern, not a primary concern. Confidentiality generally strong, varies by agreement. and jurisdiction. Speed and cost typically faster and cheaper typically slower and more expensive. The table shows the structural differences clearly, but the numbers and categories do not capture what it feels like to be on the receiving end of each process. In mediation, you are an active participant. Your voice shapes the outcome. You can say things like, what I actually need from this is and have that matter. The process is oriented toward understanding as much as resolution. Even if no agreement is reached, the parties often leave with a clear picture of each other's position. In arbitration, you are a presenter. You make your case as strongly as you can, and then wait. The outcome is determined by the arbitrator's judgment, not by your willingness to meet the other side halfway. There is a dignity to that process, but it is the dignity of a formal proceeding, not of a repaired relationship. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where the two processes overlap. The overlap is real. Both mediation and arbitration use a neutral third party. Both are alternatives to litigation. Both require preparation, clear articulation of your position, and some willingness to engage with a structured process. Both can be legally recognized routes to settling disputes. Some organizations build systems that combine the two. MedArb, as it is known, starts with mediation and moves to arbitration if no agreement is reached. The same neutral sometimes handles both stages, though this raises genuine questions about confidentiality. What a party shares privately in the mediation caucus should not inform the arbitrator's decision. This is a design challenge that skilled practitioners handle by separating the roles entirely across the two stages. The existence of these hybrid models confirms something important: mediation and arbitration are not enemies. They're different tools in the same toolbox, and understanding when one hands off to the other is part of what makes a skilled conflict practitioner. Choosing the right process for the situation. Here is the truth that the right choice depends on three things. What do the parties need? What is the nature of the dispute? And what happens after the resolution? Use mediation when the relationship between the parties has ongoing value, whether this is a working relationship, a family connection, or a long-term business partnership. Both parties are willing to talk, even if the conversation will be difficult. Flexibility matters. You want an outcome that a rigid ruling could never produce, such as an apology, a change in process, or a restructured arrangement. Confidentiality is important to both sides. You want the resolution to last because the parties chose it rather than having it imposed. For anyone navigating this kind of conflict in a workplace setting, how to handle conflict during meetings offers practical ground-level tools that complement the mediation approach. Use arbitration when the relationship between the parties is already at an end, or its continuation is not a priority. The dispute is fundamentally about facts, rights, or entitlements, where one side is right and one side is wrong in a way that can be adjudicated. You need a binding, enforceable decision and cannot afford the risk of mediation producing no agreement. The parties are too far apart, with the conflict too entrenched, for facilitated dialogue to be realistic. Legal or contractual obligations require. Many commercial and employment contracts specify arbitration as the default dispute resolution mechanism. Three ways people confuse these two processes. These confusions are common enough that I have seen each one cost someone real money or a real relationship. The mistake: treating mediation as a soft version of arbitration, where the mediator will eventually just tell everyone what to do. Why it happens: people mistake the neutral's authority over the process for authority over the outcome. The mediator manages the conversation. The mediator does not decide it. What to do instead? Go into mediation prepared to negotiate, not to be judged. Prepare your underlying needs and interests, not just your opening position. The mistake: choosing arbitration because it feels more authoritative, when the real problem is a communication breakdown that a decision cannot fix. Why it happens: when we are angry or exhausted, we want someone to declare us right. But a ruling does not repair a relationship or change how two people work together every day. What to do instead? Ask yourself honestly whether a binding decision will solve the problem, or whether the problem is relational. If it is relational, mediation is the more courageous and more effective choice. The approach and how Amit needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy helps diagnose exactly this, the mistake. Assuming that because both processes involve a neutral third party, they require the same preparation. Why it happens? The surface similarity obscures the deeper difference in what each process rewards. Mediation rewards openness and a willingness to explore. Arbitration rewards a clear, well-evidenced case. What to do instead? For mediation, prepare your interests and your walkaway point. For arbitration, prepare your evidence, your procedural arguments, and your presentation. They are different games. Building the skills mediation actually requires. If you're the person in the middle, whether as a formal mediator or as a manager facilitating a difficult conversation between two colleagues, the core skill set is the same. You must be able to stay grounded while the people around you are not. You must resist the pull to take sides, even when one side seems obviously right. You must ask questions that invite reflection rather than defensiveness. This requires practice, and it requires a framework you can trust when the conversation turns heated. How to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense work? This conversation gives you exactly that kind of anchoring structure. The deal method is equally relevant here. A clear, repeatable process for moving through conflict without letting it spin out of control. You can apply it to your own role as a facilitator in how to use the deal method to resolve workplace tension before it escalates, and see how it works in team settings in how to use the deal method to resolve conflict that are fracturing team synergy. The mediator's job is not to be clever. It is to be steady, to create enough safety that two people who have stopped trusting each other will take one more small step toward understanding. That steadiness is a skill you earn through preparation and repetition. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between mediation and arbitration? Mediation is a voluntary, facilitated process where a neutral third party helps both sides reach their own agreement. Arbitration is a formal process where a neutral decision maker hears both sides and issues a binding ruling. Mediation preserves choice, arbitration transfers it. When should you use mediation instead of arbitration? Use mediation when the relationship between the parties still matters, when both sides are willing to talk, and when a flexible, confidential outcome serves you better than a formal ruling. Mediation works best before positions become completely entrenched. Is mediation and arbitration legally binding? Mediation produces an agreement only if both parties choose to accept it, so it is binding only when signed as a contract. Arbitration produces a ruling that is typically legally binding on both parties, similar in effect to a court judgment. Can mediation and arbitration be used together? Yes, some disputes move through mediation first, then arbitration if no agreement is reached. This is called MedArb. It combines the collaborative nature of mediation with the finality of arbitration, though it requires careful handling of confidentiality between stages. What skills does a mediator need that an arbitrator does not? A mediator needs strong facilitation skills, the ability to manage emotion without taking sides, and the patience to draw out each party's underlying needs. An arbitrator needs sharp analytical judgment and procedural command. Mediation skills are relational. Arbitration skills are evaluative. How long does mediation take compared to arbitration? Mediation can resolve a dispute in a single session of a few hours, though complex cases may take several sessions over days or weeks. Arbitration typically takes longer due to procedural requirements, evidence submission, and formal hearings, often running weeks to months. The manager I mentioned at the start of this article learned his lesson the slow and expensive way. He told me afterwards that if he had understood the difference between these two processes clearly, he would have chosen mediation, kept both colleagues, and saved himself 6 months of aftermath. Knowing when to use mediation and arbitration is not a legal technicality. It is a leadership skill. And like every skill worth having, it starts with understanding what you're actually choosing between. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.